Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vitovit Show.
Se la musica è da sempre il tuo mondo e ti basta un microfono per sentirti libero, se sei nato con l'iPod e per te la radio non si sintonizza ma si clicca, se per te è una professione o magari è solo un gioco e non importa cosa, ma hai sempre qualcosa da raccontare, se questa volta vuoi far sentire la tua voce, allora Spreaker è la radio che cercavi, dove lo show sei tu.
Tocca a lei, venga.
Buongiorno.
Lei è?
Marco Precucci.
Sì?
Marco Precucci, quello del Vitovit Show, in onda su Spreaker. Presente, no?
No.
Ah,
cos'è?
Ah, una breve rubrica di un quarto d'ora dove si alternano un po' di chiacchiere nerd e buona musica. Carino, no?
Da dove viene?
Rimini.
Ecco, ci trovo.
Grazie. Tutti martedì e giovedì sera alle 18.30 del Vitovit Show in diretta su Spreaker.
Ci siamo.
Nel 2010 l'Italia passa al digitale. 18 milioni di italiani stanno per ricevere una radio con tanti programmi in più, oltre a quelli di sempre. Più intrattenimento, più musica, più informazione, più minchiate. Con il vantaggio che anche tu ora potrai perdere più tempo durante l'orario di lavoro. E tutto in un unico ambiente digitale, gratuito e facile da usare. Noi ci siamo, vieni anche tu su Spreaker.com.
Getting to the aspects of the martial law declarations through the United States government, through United States Congress. It's, all the notices are filled up here, basically, to H.R. Bill 4435 from last year's congressional hearing. I do know that we are going to be doing martial law here. Basically, it's just a matter of time and when, how. I was basically told that if Obama, Mr. President Obama, doesn't declare martial law, that Congress and I will do it. If that happens, that means no one will be allowed in, nobody will be allowed out. And that means that nobody will be able to move around at all, and the military have full control. If President Obama declares martial law, then there'll be a totally different story. But I've been watching the events here in the state, basically through the news outlets, many of them. And all I've seen is that basically Obama himself getting upset for nothing, for what you guys are doing here. They're stating that the shootings through the schools and everywhere else is basically coming into a daily occurrence, is what he said. And basically, I'm just here to tell you guys here today that I am in charge of the free state. I'll be honest with you today. I am in charge of the free state here in America. I can tell you this too, that you guys are being invaded currently. You have guns pointed at your country from other countries here. Due to the fact that my mail being stolen here in South Dakota, and due to the fact that that you guys are holding me hostage. So that is the reason why this whole thing's going down the way it is. It's nothing that I am doing illegally. It's what you are doing illegally. I had got after the postal inspector more than once, and the last notice I sent to the postal inspector stated that if my mail didn't start getting delivered, that there's going to be war going to be happening in the United States. My mail has not been delivered since then, and I have since declared the full nationwide martial law in the United States. So, with that being said, all I can tell you this today, basically, is that you, the public of this country, did what you did. You did what you done, and you did what you said. Basically, stealing mail, committing fraud, tax evaded, you know, all that stuff. I checked everything throughout the system, like I said, and basically stating that you, the public, has done things illegally. This included the school shootings and everything else. So basically, that is what is going on here. Furthermore, the HR bill does state that martial law will be declared through the United States government through the Act of Congress, and that Obama had refused to listen in the first place. So the Congress and I will be declaring martial law. If that happens, like I said, there is going to be severe consequences for everybody. So at this time, we do have forces invading the United States. We have forces that's coming into the United States at this time, awaiting word, awaiting notice, awaiting the notifications from the people who are in charge of the police state. That's all they're waiting for at this time, just sitting and waiting. Vladimir Putin has noted, and Vladimir Putin has said basically the aspects of the Western Union, which is the old United States, kept on doing what you guys are doing, which is interfering. That meant stealing my mail, you know, all that stuff. So basically, that's what he meant. China. I guess I'm not going to say anything on that at this time. Malaysian has forces coming in at this time. The Red Crescent. They're coming in, like, at this time, just in case for, like, mass casualties that can happen. So, that's basically what's going on right now. And basically, it's the state that, in the notice that I had written through Republic International, the state that if martial law is declared, that the military has full control. And if there's anybody caught outside their house or home, the place of residence, that the military does have the power to shoot to kill. So nobody will be allowed out, nobody will be allowed in once martial law is declared. You guys had basically did what you guys did here in the States. You guys did commit your acts, your illegal activities, and you guys had to do what you guys had done, basically stealing mail, lying to federal agents, lying to Social Security, and lying to the police as well. That's why the reason this whole police state is the way it is. And once I get back out to California, I will be serving my civic duties there. But once I get released and start receiving my mail through the United States Postal Service, that's a whole different story. As I said before, I am an immigrant. I had released my information. Obama has seen the information that I have been verified, and I have been noted through the United States government. Furthermore, I was going to do a show earlier today, but I had overslept, so see what else is there supposed to do here. I do know that if we do going to declare martial law, that it's just the way it is. I told you the full story of why the martial law has been declared. Due to the fact that the shootings, school shootings, you know, rioting, stuff like that, due to the fact that you, the public, has not listened in the first place through the notices that were sent. I had recently sent out nationwide notices to all governors here, basically nationwide, explaining the situation and why the police state is the way it is. So they got the same thing that you guys got. they got the same exact thing that you guys have, as you see. That Norse as well from B Broadcasters Incorporated has been translated to Japanese, Mandarin, Tagalog, Spanish, Russian, French, you know, all of languages, the main languages. Of my quit with BMI. I no longer work for Broadcast News Incorporated due to the fact that being that my mail is being stolen. I no longer being working to the music Broadcast News Incorporated being that I never got paid from BMI. And I am stating this today that this whole martial law state is pertaining to that. And my mail being stolen. That is just the reason why this whole state is the way it is. My people who went down to Laredo, Texas, like I said, you have my information. You have my original birth certificate. You had seen the evidence. You had seen that I could get verified. So that is what you have to go off right now. I do know who you are, and I do know why you went down to Laredo, Texas, is because of the fact that the Social Security system has my tax ID number on their system, is the reason why you guys went there. Minneapolis, you have been also been caught during that as well, and you have been noted. I do track and trace everything in the system. I do track and trace everything through barcodes, RFID, you know, all that stuff. Everything's track and trace. I myself has been RFID chip, microchip. That's how they can track me. My ID as well has been given off the radio frequency, and they can track that as well. My roommate, Tama Urban, is my main witness, and she will testify against this whole case, against you, the public. I had recently got a hold of a person who bought a, well, hasn't, shouldn't say bought, album. She didn't buy the album. Being that it is a government entity that owns the content. It is a federal agency. Both Mata Negra Network and Republic International are both public, not public, but federal agencies. That's how we can track and trace everything. That's how we know everything. But anyways, we're going to go here and play this deal again through martial law.
Crimes, but we need to keep them in prison because of our expectations of their future crimes.
All right.
Yeah, Mike, in order to get that up-close look, we've agreed not to say exactly where in St. Charles County we are tonight and where these vehicles will be parked overnight. The Army doesn't want that information to be made public for security reasons. But we can tell you why they are here. Now, this may not be such a huge deal that these rigs are in town if not for the speculation that was coming via the internet today. St. Louis police first put out the word that people may see these armored security vehicles in their neighborhood, especially near the Army Reserve Armory in North St. Louis on Goodfellow. But that was about all the information they released. On the KSTK Facebook page, in just a few hours, we had more than 100 people weighing in on what was going on, with comments ranging from people saying they would stop and salute if they saw the vehicles to others worried this was the beginning of martial law. Well, it turns out this is a group of military police in from Fort Meade, Maryland, and they are here to train members of the 354th MP Company here in St. Louis on how to drive these rigs. The military's driver's ed of sorts, if you will, on the highways and on city streets. They are not loaded, they are not armed in any way, but the Army says that does not mean they aren't dangerous.
Can we call the war?
There we go.
This is Resident Fire George Minnie here in the States, that you either tell the truth or don't say anything at all. You have ever seen my menstrual cycle? You already know who lives in this village. Never me.
Can we call the war?
And the reason why everybody listens to me and let everybody else is lying is because I've proven the truth. I have evidence. I've proven myself as who I am, not what they think I am. I have actually proven everything online by YouTube, by radio programs, by President Obama, and of course, other evidence.
They're coming. This is a group of military police in from Fort Meade, Maryland, and they are here to train.
They're coming.
All right.
Good morning, guys, and good evening. It's Nathan McCarthy for Real Quick with your National. This is Elizabeth Joe. Got about 12 minutes in the program here. Like I said, there is a full declaration of martial law coming to the United States pertaining to the either the misdelivered or stolen mail from my roommate's mailbox to me. And due to the fact that there has actually been a lawsuit against Wells Fargo for bank fraud of the stolen package information that I have never received from, well, not the stolen package information, I still got their information with me. It's just due to the fact that I never received the banking information from Wells Fargo. So, with that being said, most of those signatures that were actually on that document, those documents are forged. Wells Fargo did get sued over that issue. Wells Fargo did go to court. I never received the information from Wells Fargo on any of that. I did speak to Obama directly, and I do give him updates as I go. That's the only thing I can do for this part here. It's just my thoughts somewhere else here pertaining to a Danielle Beaner of Sioux Falls. Danielle Beaner, what you are doing basically is illegal. What you are doing and saying will get you in trouble. What you are doing and saying is uncalled for. You making death threats like you are doing, that's all going to cause you nothing but trouble. Get you in more trouble than what you guys are already in. I do have a restraining order against you, Danielle Beaner, and I request that you have no further contact with me. You've seen everything, all the evidence from me, myself, and I respect that you guys need to stop. And I expect you guys to stop your death threats, because otherwise that's going to cause you guys more trouble than what you guys did. What goes around comes around. Everything's back on you. With the further ado, like I said, I don't know if there's any calls coming or not. There's probably nothing to be coming in today. I do have one announcement today. You guys probably heard the song, They're Very Crazy. Like I said, it had reached number 2 on the charts in Japan. And I do basically thank my promoters for that. It's on SoundClick. It's on, where is it? SoundCloud. It's also on there. So that's where it is currently, and that's where it's going to stay. It's number 2 in Japan, and I do believe it's number 89 on the regular pop chart here. So without further ado, there's nothing more to it. There's going to be said. There's no phone calls coming in. You can check chat here, basically. There's nothing there. Without further ado, there's no further information being sent. All I can do is basically say thank you for doing what you guys did. Hope you guys enjoy the martial law state, the police state, that's all I can tell you. 7:53 a.m. on October 5th, 2015. 9:53 a.m. in Central. Natsumikase for Real Flick International. Natsumikase for the Little Bit Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Little Bit Show.
Che la musica è da sempre il tuo mondo, e ti basta un no per farti libero. Se sei nato con l'iPod e per te la radio non si sintonizza, ma si clicca. Se per te è una professione, o magari è solo un gioco, e non importa cosa, ma hai sempre qualcosa da raccontare. Se questa volta vuoi far sentire la tua voce, allora Spreaker è la radio che cercavi, dove lo show sei tu.
Tocca a lei, venga là.
Uno, lei è?
Marco Percucci.
Sì?
Marco Percucci, quello del Vita Beat Show, in onda su Spreaker. Presente, no?
No.
Ah, una breve rubrica di un quarto d'ora dove si alternano grene e buona musica. Carino.
Eccoci tu.
Grazie. Tutti martedì e giovedì sera alle 18:30 show, certo, su Spreaker.
Nel 2010 l'Italia passa al digitale. 18 milioni di italiani stanno per ricevere una radio con tanti programmi in più, oltre a quelli di sempre. Più intrattenimento, più musica, più informazione, più minchiate. Con il vantaggio che tu ora potrai avere più tempo durante l'orario di lavoro. E tutto in un unico ambiente digitale, gratuito e facile da usare. Noi ci siamo. Vieni anche tu su Spreaker.com.
This is a production for the Little Bit Show. Copyright 2012-2015 Universal, a network of multilingual radio group in association with the United Nations, a service of World Public Media International, a part of WC47 San Francisco and Conversatic, owned by Universal Pictures, Universal Music Enterprise. Email marketing by asia.com and usa.com. All rights reserved.